Hey, welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. I'm Eric Mork, I'm the host, and what we do is we give you short, informative shows all about Silverlight. Kelly White, it's Eric Mork. It's time for the Sparkling Client Podcast. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
All right, Brian can't join us this week, so it's you and me, and we're going to talk about the PDC conference, the big developer conference where Microsoft announces new things, or at least supposedly does. I'm winding up my timer to 10 minutes. Normally it's 7, but today we're going to go to 10. A lot to talk about. We're going to talk about PDC, and then we're going to talk about HTML5 Silverlight controversy. Okay, and we are off. PDC conference, did you like it?
Dude, I had a blast. I got a phone.
Yeah, we did get Windows Phone 7 devices. That was cool. I had a blast. I didn't really have a blast. I thought it was kind of a just a mediocre conference. Aside from everything else, I thought it was weird that there weren't any what I would consider to be big announcements.
Really?
Yeah, no. I mean, so think about, you know, the big sort of announcements. Wasn't .NET announced at a PDC conference? You know, you can look at all kinds of huge technologies, and they were announced at PDC conferences. You'll always have a PDC conference that'll be, you know, known for a particular announcement. And this one, we got nothing. We got some Azure stuff.
I saw Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, we did see Steve Ballmer. Thanks for saving that seat. That was really close. We were going to, what we should have done is like had all of our iPads. And by the way, did you see how many iPads were there?
Everybody had an iPad with the same case.
Yes. And Steve Ballmer called, yeah, that was weird. The same black case. Steve Ballmer called them slates. Why does he do that? Why does he say slate so much?
I hate the slate.
It makes me crazy. We should have like held him up like North Korean parade style and spelled something out to him.
Dude, he would have gone crazy.
Right. Okay. Back in it. So let's go into the HTML5 Silverlight controversy. Did you hear Silverlight's dead HTML5 rules?
So I did not hear that once.
Right. So you didn't hear that, probably because nobody said it. I mean, every technology that's worth anything goes through a point where people say it's dead, and it really isn't. And in fact, Microsoft will. The problem is they kill stuff off, and they won't tell you it's killed. I remember when I first figured out like Link to SQL was dead, but Microsoft hadn't told me, and I thought I was like the only one in the room who didn't know. I was really embarrassed. We're all in the bottles of our feet, ready to scatter.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, I mean, so Silverlight is definitely not dead. I mean, it's there on the phone, and those are new opportunities that we have. And they talked about this, you know, earlier in the year, but it's going to be there on the TV, and they're working and partnering with Intel, you know, and so those are more opportunities as well. And this desktop scenario, you know, there is line of business stuff coming out of people's opportunities, coming out of people's ears. I mean, just look at what Jeremy Likeness talks about. All the opportunities that are available to him now behind the firewall.
Oh yeah, right. And it's the same with our practice. I mean, we're very, very busy on desktop Silverlight stuff. I mean, I think it's overblown. I think people like the controversy. I'm not sure it's right in this case. Part of it is we were primed by Scott Barnes, who said, "Look, guys, this is what's going to happen. HTML5 is going to get hooks into the desktop." Which it did. That did happen. You can, you know, watch the demos where they have jump list hooks into the desktop. That was a little eerie. But then the second part of his prediction was that Silverlight in the desktop would sort of die Weekend at Bernie style. I think from what we've heard, that's actually not going to be true.
Not even close. I mean, so Scott yelled fire, and everybody's running, and it hurts because some of the people that are listening to that happen to be potential clients and bosses.
And I think that Scott happens to be well-meaning. I just don't see desktop Silverlight as on the way out. I mean, that's not the vibe I got from the team. In fact, we sat down with Joe Stegman, who is, I don't know what his official title is, but in terms of Silverlight, he's kind of head honcho.
His title is, he is Mike Harsh's boss.
Mike Harsh's boss, yeah. So, he, you know, a lot of people report to him, and what he's... you know, told us is that 250 plus devs are working on the core parts of Silverlight. So not counting Rheus services, not counting ADO.NET data services, not counting any of the ancillary stuff, 250 devs. So still a lot of work going on in the desktop Silverlight space. We have some people that have a pretty good take on this. Did you see Sean Wildermuth's post?
I did. It was short and sweet.
Yeah, short and sweet. Look, And you know what? He teaches this on the Silverlight Tour. He has me teach it as the very first thing on the Silverlight Tour, which is HTML is great for some things. It's great if you need reach. But if you want real sort of application behavior, guess what? You're probably only going to find it inside of Silverlight. HTML5 is, you know, a fantastic technology. I can't wait to see where it goes. But I think if you take a real hard look at how good of an experience it gives to people, it's not quite where Silverlight's at. And Silverlight, by the way, you were pointing out the RIA stats numbers on Silverlight. Where are we on installs?
Dude, we're over 2/3%, right? Over 66%.
So over 66%. So 2/3 of machines on the internet have Silverlight installed, which I think.
So those are numbers from RIA stats. Those aren't like official numbers from Microsoft. You know, if Scott Gu or Joe Stegman or somebody can get up and say something, my boss will listen to that and believe that. And you're my boss, but they will, you know, that means something more. And I need them to do that. And that's what I'm hoping they do at the Silverlight Firestarter on the 2nd of December.
Yeah.
He did it, you know, last year at the Firestarter, Scott Gu did, so it would be helpful.
So we should give a plug to the Firestarter. It's going to be December 2nd. If you can make it to Redmond, it should be just a fantastic time. All kinds of great speakers. John Papa, Scott Guthrie, Dan Wallin's going to be, it's going to be a star-studded cast. It's going to be good stuff.
And this is Silverlight for all things. I mean, it's also for the phone. It's also for the desktop. Probably not about, you know, next version of Silverlight. That's going to be a mix, I'd assume.
So, you know, my take on this is that Microsoft is saying, look, Silverlight, we used to say it was for everything, and I think that was a bad idea. I think they've come around to, they said, look, Silverlight is for applications, and if you want applications inside the web browser, that's when you look to Silverlight. And if you want lighter weight sort of application things that are a little harder to get to work across browsers, that's probably when you look at the HTML Ajax, HTML5 route.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that's my take. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's like a wake-up call. But, of course, you know, the headline has to have some sizzle, which is something's dying, something else is living.
Yeah.
So let's round up. So PDC, I thought it was weird. You thought it was okay.
Dude, so I stayed extra for that extra day of workshops. And that made the whole difference in the world. Then all of a sudden, it's not a conference about getting a device, but it's you know, all this one-on-one time that I'm spending with Yohai, with Clint. You know, they're available to – I'm working on an app, and it's one-on-one time to answer questions and go through some of the scenarios and tips and tricks, you know, on how I'm going to develop this and mock things out and test things.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I if you can get consulting from the actual team members, I mean, obviously that's really, really valuable. I mean, that's kind of awesome. And then this whole Silverlight versus HTML5, I think is kind of a red herring. Silverlight's not going anywhere. It's obviously growing on devices. It's going to be growing on the phones, and it's not going to leave the desktop anytime soon. That'd be pretty weird. And we do have a public statement. You dug this up. So Mr. Bob Muglia, who is, you know, vice president, I don't know what he is, but high up, he says that we're going to talk more about the next version of Silverlight in the coming months, and we'll have a link to that as well. So obviously it's not like development on Silverlight has
stopped. So that's more than 30 days, which means they could talk about the next version of Silverlight 5, you know, at the Firestarter on 12.2, but most likely not. Most likely that's Mix.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I think the Firestarter is going to be great. I don't know if they're going to talk about Silverlight V next there. I mean, that would be a little weird since the talks are already, you know, queued up and they already have topics and stuff. It'd be weird to say, we have Silverlight V next. By the way, here's the rest of our content on Silverlight V4. I don't know. It may happen, but you know, we always want to have the latest and greatest news as soon as possible. Okay. So we actually did this record time. Did we talk about the iDevices at the conference? I can't remember.
You asked like some random table to show you their iDevices, and out came like 15 iPads at a table of 10 people.
Yeah, you know that scene in Westerns where they say, you know, you can't take your gun into the bar, and then they start pulling out. Wait, I just made this up. I don't know if I've ever seen a show like this, but in my head, where they like start taking out all the guns, you know, and there's like ankle holsters. Yeah, this is definitely not from a Western. Yeah. But they take out. It was like that, where people are just like pulling out. Like I've got an iPhone here, and I've got an iPad, and I've got this. And like from the five people at the table, we had, I don't know, like eight plus devices. And even then, the Microsoft employees didn't pull out their iDevices and put them on the table, and they probably should have. Or not. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to get fired. Okay. So, kids, now you can hardly blame them. Windows Phone 7 hasn't even been released in this country yet. So it's not like they're betraying the cause. It's just saying that the Apple devices are very popular. We are at 10 minutes. The timer has not gone off. I wound it up incorrectly. Kelly, thank you for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for listening. Hey, if you're interested in Silverlight desktop, Windows Phone, or even iPhone, iPad development, go ahead and give our site a look. SilverBayLabs.org. We craft software with an agile approach.